Begin transmission.
Hello, my name is Tobe, and you are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Yes, it's true. I am fun, and today we are going to have a very fun Saturday. I have very many strange things for you to listen to today, and we will talk about that in a minute. But first, the most important thing is football. It is Saturday, and therefore I am watching my football games, and I'm enjoying myself immensely while drinking my tea. Yes, let's drink some tea right now. Oh yes, it's very hot. Oh, it's very good. Yummy. Oh yes. Woo! That is some very good tea. I suppose there are just two things you need to know about today's show. Number one, we are broadcasting into Shandong Province, China today, thanks to Mr. Kong, who is a new SDF member who stumbled across us somehow and is now our main man in China. So, if you need anything from China, contact Mr. Kong. And the other thing you need to know about today's show is that a little bit later, towards the end of today's episode, I am going to be running Volume 2 of Bitch Radio. So, if you missed Bitch Radio when it aired on Christmas, today will be your second chance. Oh yes, we're having a good time now. Now, hello, what is now? Now is an abstract concept.
It's 3:25 a.m.
And that is, of course, local time. It's 1932 UTC, and you're still listening to me. My name is Tobe. What are we even talking about today? Oh yeah, it's Saturday. There's nothing to talk about. Unless, of course, you want to talk about what I should eat for lunch. What do I want to eat for lunch today? Oh, yesterday I was talking about xiaolongbao, and now I am hungry for xiaolongbao. And there is a great dim sum restaurant real close to me, not even a mile away. Great Cantonese place. Excellent food. It's really cheap. The tea is pretty good, and the food is excellent, excellent, excellent. The chef there, his name is Jimmy. I don't think his Chinese parents named him Jimmy, but Jimmy trained under Martin Yan from the TV show Yan Can Cook. Martin Yan is a famous chef, or mildly famous. And so if you like Yan Can Cook style of Chinese food, Canton House at the corner of 90th and Fort, near my house, is a great place to eat. So, maybe I should go there for lunch today. Maybe I will. But first, maybe you should listen to this.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Will you register?
Oh.
darling.
Would you like something cool to drink? Something music?
You gonna give me the brutes?
No.
Okay.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this.
The accelerated aging of John Terry example 3 Courtois would have saved that.
You gonna be radio kitty?
Do you know how to make tea? You don't? Why not? Didn't they teach you how to make it in kitty school?
and they didn't, you should get a refund. Do you think kitty school ripped you off because they didn't teach you how to make tea?
I will now play a short improvisational selection on the stylophone. And there you have it. Virtuosity at its finest. My name is Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Where is my cat? Where is Pippa right now? Pippa is sleeping on my laundry. Of course, whenever I take clean laundry out of the dryer, the cat notices this right away because she can hear the dryer door open. It goes ka-dum. And as soon as she hears that sound, she knows there's going to be some nice, clean, and warm things to sleep on. And that's why there's cat hair all over my clothes. Today is the first Saturday of 2016, and I'm doing my normal Saturday routine. I'm sort of halfway doing a radio show, and I'm halfway watching English Premier League soccer on TV. If you want to watch English Premier League with me and you're in America, check your NBC Sports Network stations at this time. I just want to remind everyone that if you haven't heard already, I'm going to be playing Bitch Radio in a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. You will laugh. It is funny. You know, it occurs to me, I'm getting kind of hungry right now. Maybe I should just phone some food in. Or maybe I should just drink some more tea. Where did I put my tea? Oh, here it is. Oh, yummy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I like to drink tea very much. Oh. Also, I just remembered something. Duh. Hello. Today is Saturday, and therefore, tonight on TCM Underground, there will be some great classic underground movie. I haven't checked the listings yet, so I don't know what that might be. So if you care, check online or check your TV or do whatever it is you need to do. I can't give you all the information. You might have to be responsible for some of it yourself. I am, however, completely and entirely responsible for the content of this radio show, as weird and crazy as it may be. So, let's get back to the weirdness, and why don't you listen to some of this?
Time. collaborate and listen. With a drink, I got Steno. Tattoo, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, diamond, no. Gang of money, oh,
what's up? What I'm wearing, I'm noticing you staring. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. Harder than the A-list, next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it, take it, take no more.
Let's go.
What are you doing from the left, dear? One sells from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
Bitch Radio.
You're listening to Bitch Radio, a non-profit feminist media.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
Bitch Radio.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
A non-profit feminist media.
I'm sorry you don't understand, but dick. Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Dick. Cheney. I despise dick. Cheney.
It's a strange thing.
I despise Dick Cheney.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name...
Ah, look at that!
But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name...
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it.
Ah, look at that!
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peglottenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? The former vice president. How do you hit a Cheney?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? So, how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney, I'm looking for advice here. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I have hit Cheney. Killed it right in front of its mother. I killed that little Cheney with my old Suburban. Took it right out. Didn't even damage a vehicle. I have hit Cheney. What a dick. So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option if you haven't got somebody coming up behind you. Driving through it is an option, but you know, that could kill you.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option.
You have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple, right?
And swerving, if you lose control of the car, could kill you.
That could kill you. What's someone to do?
Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car.
You have so little time.
Slamming on the brakes is an option, right?
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make, but it isn't.
Cheney, kind of a grumpy guy.
What a dick.
Cheney. Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name.
It's like, you are the biggest conceited dick in the world.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car.
Do you swerve to avoid it? Or do you drive through it? Driving through it is an option, but you know, you have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple.
Drive through it.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car.
Drive through it. I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. In Wyoming, I have hit Cheney with my old Suburban. Killed it right in front of its mother. Didn't even damage a vehicle. So how to hit Cheney? There's really no debate.
Drive through it.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car.
In Wyoming. There's really no debate.
Drive through it.
Right? It'd be a very simple decision to make.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio, 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 Bitch Radio.
Okay, I'd like to thank Sheerston Sheerston for that wonderful episode of Bitch Radio. I always wondered how to hit a Cheney. it's a difficult decision to make sometimes. All right, what's happening? My name is Tobe. You have been listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am your chairman. You can call me Mao. It's been another fun Saturday of me playing strange music and making strange noises on the radio for all my listeners to hear. And I am very glad you decided to listen to the show today. However, you've probably noticed that your clock is inching ever so closer to 2000 hours UTC, which means my time here on the radio is coming to an end. Being as today is Saturday, I would like to remind you to stay tuned after this show so you can listen to DJ Barnacle's Sound Show. It's a genre mix and discussion, all different kinds of music, everything you ever wanted to know about it, and then some. So, stay tuned. As for me, I need to go back to watching my football and drinking my tea, and eventually I'm going to have to eat some lunch. So at this point, kids, I just have to say bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye
time, yes.
You're a baby.
Post the tiger. Has anybody seen that tiger here today?